All right. Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. Come right in. Go sit. There's some chairs back there. Go ahead and sit. Don't call for breeze too much, because this is a antique room I'm in. I'm back in my room, as you can see, that I showed on another episode. Just for the audio listeners, which is everyone. No one watches the video, but guess what? Fuck you, bitch. I mean, you did miss, like, I don't know, point, like maybe 1% you're not getting if you don't see the video. And if it was hard to make the videos, I would have stopped, because nobody watches it. So yeah, it hasn't helped my podcast at all. Everybody was like, "Oh, you need a video element to your podcast." Nope, no, I don't, because no one gives a shit. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sick. If you can hear, I have a cold or something, or COVID. And I care so much about you guys, my faithful non-listeners, that I decided I have to do this. I mean, I should have done it before. I'm kind of waiting till last minute. And I really didn't even have a cold till, I don't know, yesterday. So, I mean, I should have done it before then, but now, I mean, this is the sick edition of the podcast. I'm sick. I'm so fucking sick, man. And not in the not cool in the way cool that the kids say. I'm actually sick.
Just really sick. I might sound a little different than normal. I have a cold. I've stopped up. My nose is stopped up. It's all stuffed up, so my voice might sound a little, like, muffled or, like, I don't know. Let me know, though. I don't know if it's going to sound that different. You might just hear me sniffing. I don't know if, like, the voice or, like, the tone is different. But, you know, email me, let me know. I don't really know what it's going to sound like. So just let me know if it's any different. Flank left because we're at the enemy sighted. Grenade out! But yeah, let me know though, because in all seriousness, I might sound different. So like, let me know if I sound different. I don't know if I'm gonna sound different. You guys get
the joke yet?
Hey, I sound different at all, or
this is the kind of humor you get when you get a guy in his room. I'm a little high off DayQuil, so now it's like not working. Only took it like 2 hours ago. It's kicking. Well, I just ate. I just had dinner, which I didn't really taste. So like, maybe that's why. Your cold gets worse when you eat. Does it? Maybe it would help if you'd fast, like these dorks, like Lex Friedman or whatever his name is, and Joe Rogan. Fast. I fasted. Just like, you're just bored, you know? Stop, like, just, oh, I'm gonna change my body, man. Like, you're just bored of, you just think you're, like, doing something. They act like they're, like, spiritual or something, the way they act. Listen, I fast, like, for, like, a day, and then, yeah. I'm pretty badass. It raises my, like, spiritual vibration. If you fast for a day, you do get me more creative. Like, you just kind of go down this rabbit hole of, like, you just get crazy. More creative. You just think about shit different. I'll be stoned, go up at the comedy store, and I'll just do a set, just like make you have this different level of creativity. Just think about shit different.
I'll just be high on stage because that's cool. I'm a grown man. I get high. I have kids.
I'm so sick of. I don't think, like, look, Joe Rogan, you are used to being high. I don't know if it makes you. I don't ever smoked weed regularly, so. And I just don't think I would ever, ever. I mean, God, I get so anxious on stage normally. I would never smoke weed before it. I just don't see. I actually have to be pretty, like, aware. Like, I have to be. Even if I'm tired, I'm just going to go suck if I don't. I don't understand the mentality. I mean, good for him. He can make it work, but. All right. It's like, yeah, we kind of know you smoke weed by now. Okay, Joe. Jesus, Joe. The Bill Burr impression. Jesus, Joe. You smoke that much weed? Come on. Jesus. You just get a different mind frame. Just like DMT. I wonder if he's going to do that. He probably is like, that's a line I'm not going to cross. But how about this? Every comedian just wants to have like a unique angle. Because, like, all it is you just have a mic and you are on a stage. There's nothing unique about it. But, like, Bo Burnham did, like, a special that is just in his, like, apartment or house, whatever. And I think it worked because I haven't seen, really. I only saw a clip. But, I mean, he's a musician comedian. I don't know if he did regular. I should just shut up unless I saw it. But, because everybody's trying to kind of, and there was another comedian that filmed with no audience. I don't know who it was, but I had no interest in watching. I just don't care. And if he did that, then why is anyone doing stand-up and going to open mics then? If you get to a level that guy was at, I should know his name or anything about it, but. I'm not going to have, I'm going to do something crazy. I'm just not going to have a crowd. Okay, well. Every YouTuber is doing the same thing. I mean. Anyway. Yeah. I kind of did write some stuff down to talk about right before this. Because I realized I waited till the last minute. And it like made me nervous about. What if I don't have anything to talk about? But. Last time I basically didn't write anything before it and I just went off the dome, you know what I'm saying? Just improv the whole fucking thing, yo. And it was kind of better actually. But sometimes I just don't actually do run out of. That's good for the podcast. I'm sick. Got a cold. Can't do it. Well, I mean, this is the easiest thing ever. Like, I could do this if I had a flu, probably. I would just be like, oh, this will be funny. It'll be like a, this will get him. This will go viral. A guy with a flu and he still does a podcast. What? What?
Yeah, I think everything's been done.
Okay, people, like, don't try to be unique because it's all been done before.
But yeah, this cold's kind of getting to me. If I sound different, sorry, but somebody said my voice sounds different, and I don't know if it's the cold or what. They said, did you take, like, you sound like that scene in Old School when he, like, takes the tranquilizer and then everything slows down. I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy, man.
I think it was that. I think he said that in the scene. And it was all, like, slowed down. You know, just watch it. You know what I mean.
But my voice probably won't sound that different.
Yeah. Well, I did have a sore throat a couple days ago, but... Yeah, you know, that's from sucking so much cock, though, so... Sometimes, like, you get a big, big, thick chode, and, like, your throat is hoarse. Your voice is hoarse after it. Your voice is a horse after it. It sounds just like a horse. Yeah, but, anyway, this is going to be a 3-minute long episode. Yeah, wish I had, flickering's all bad now. Good thing no one watches the video. Oh, it could be because my shirt is the same color as the mic, pretty much. Are you a binge watcher, guys? Have you heard you guys, like, binge? Are you, like, a bit... Dude, I totally binge out on shows. Like, I just binge. And then I purge, which is telling everybody about what you binged. I binge and then I purge, dude, all night long. And, I've been watching the show Fringe that I never finished years ago. I watched it years ago. And how long ago, you ask? Well... I don't think it was that long, probably after it aired, or maybe it was still airing or finishing up, but I don't even know why I started watching it, but I used to get Netflix DVDs by mail, which I think they might still do, but I don't know if really they had anything on their streaming back then. They didn't have, like, anything, or they didn't have streaming, I forget. But I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Just the fact that you could, like, they had, like, everything on DVD. And they don't have everything on streaming. I mean, a lot of times, new things will be added that you didn't realize wasn't on there. They have a lot more now, anyway. But they had literally every movie or show ever made, basically by mail, you could just get. And it wasn't that much, but you had to, like, the thing that sucked was, like, I forget, it was like one or two a month. It was like different plans. But you had to mail them back in the same... I forget how long you... Oh, I think you just kept them as long as you wanted. We had to mail them back. So, like, I always would worry that I would lose one or something, then I'd get charged. I actually didn't, I don't think. I'm jerking off my mic. Look. Oh, God, yeah. This works with audio, actually. Oh. Anyway, I'm getting banned now. That's my that's actually what gets me banned. Well, yeah, I guess, like, you know, I'm so used to every show now as a continuous story, right? There's no, like, different cases. Like, X-Files had a different story every episode, mostly. And like that, this show will sometimes did that. And I'm just so not used to that. Even though there's still an overall story, despite the different cases in each episode, that's still kind of different. And, I don't know. I guess, like, I just don't care about. I guess maybe they did that because people had to watch when it aired back, you know, in the day. Or if they'd miss an episode. So, like, you had to do different stories. So people didn't have to see the whole first season to get the next season. You know, technology has come a long way. It started with TiVo. And DVR. And now we just all saved in the cloud. It's in the cloud. All the shows you want are in the cloud.
Isn't that crazy? That was just all there. It's all there for the taking. The cloud. The cloud is up there. And it has all the shows and all the episodes and all the movies. Everything, everyone is up there in the cloud. I prayed in the cloud. The cloud. I pray to the cloud that it will have the things I want. Every night I pray to the cloud. That's a new religion I'm starting, everybody. Cloudism. Well, that's not a great name. I'm working on the name. Go in the middle. Move my... Ugh. I'm getting sicker as this goes on. I'm cry sneezing. Ugh. Man, I got mucus all in my head, dude. Dude, not to brag, but I got mucus all in my fucking head. By my cock, I mean.
Not, you know, my head, but my... my little guy down there head, alright?
Suck it, bitch. Suck my fucking chode.
Yeah, and we have come here today to celebrate the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for attending this service, everyone. We are here today to celebrate the cloud. It's a Catholic cloud church. Pray to the cloud that it will have your shoes. Do not take the cloud for granted. It might not have the shows you want tomorrow. They may be taken out. To make room for another show. But do not worry, because another show will take its place. We pray and thank the Lord, our cloud, who begat his only cloud son. I mean, you do really wonder, though, like, how much space is there? There's just, like, an infinite number. It's crazy that we just keep making more space like that. There must be, like, I mean, I know there's warehouses of, like, computers that have all this shit, but, like, you almost feel like there isn't. It's just there. I don't know. It's just there. We don't talk about it. It's just there. Think about that tonight as you lay down and thank the cloud for everything the cloud has done. Why did they do that in Catholic Church, like talking that weird sing-song? And thank the cloud for all it has given you, and to go to bed, and thank it for all the shows that it has. Lots of gross noises on this episode. Well, you know, what are you gonna do? It's a sick fucking episode. I'm fucking sick. Yo, that's fucking sick. That's fucking sick, bro. I mean, Sometimes you got to do a sick episode and a drunk one. it'll be like sad, a solo podcast drunk episode. Not that fun. But yeah, I was just thinking about how people have to act drunk on shows, because there was in that Fringe show a scene where the girl was drunk. I was like, oh, you just have to act. Like, yeah, I'm just sorry, I'm drunk. Oh, no, sorry. I just know I had to do the podcast. And I didn't want to, now I'm drunk. So I'm just, you know, I'm putting it out anyway. But, sorry, I'm just... I record. Oh yeah, I think I'm recording. Yeah, I think. Thirty minutes of sleeping, and then the next day I'm like, "What the fuck was I doing? What if I just put it out?" This isn't good. I'm just drunk. Maybe I should record overnight so if any ghosts get on camera. You guys ever wonder if there's ghosts in your apartment? I mean, look how old my place is, an antique. There's gotta be lots of ghosts going on. Are there any ghosts? Hello? You like record and then you see yourself being like floated out of bed and like God, that would be crazy. You see yourself, like, float and then, like, start scratching on the walls and climbing on the ceiling. And then going back and just waking up like nothing happened. You're like, fuck, I'm possessed. Shit. Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Are you possessed? Call the Possession Squad. We are lawyers. Settle your case today. You may have got possessed by someone else. They may have seen a demon. You may have walked by a dead body if you live in New York or something. And a demon flew out.
I think I'm possessed in my ass. Because my ass makes weird noises, like when I'm gassy. I'm like, am I possessed? When you think about a fart, like, what is that? Like a demon in your ass? I mean, come on, people. Like, oh yeah, I just walk around, and my gas just makes a crazy noise. Just everybody does that, though. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we do when we fart, people. We might as well say our ass is possessed by a demon, okay? I mean, what is farting? I mean, are you kidding me? That's my farting bit I'm working on. It's a big chunk I have in my act. I get cringed out when people talk about stand-up anymore. My act. Yeah, but, I'm sick, like I said. I have to roll over and die soon, so just letting you know, this is my will and testament. It's a will and testament. What if I just want to make a will, people? Alright, I guess I didn't write anything else. Oh yeah, there's all these vax commercials for getting vaxxed. You guys, this shot. This is our shot, people. Yo. This is a shot, shit. We gotta get You hear about this vax? Finna get this fucking shot. Come on, man, don't be whack. Get that vax attack. Listen, we are in this together. We're in this together, not separate. Can they stop saying the same shit? It's all hacky at this point. That we're all in this together. This is our, you know, this is our struggle, whatever. I mean, fucking. I just keep having to see these same commercials on when I'm binging, okay? If I want to binge, I'm streaming. It's the same fucking John Legend vax commercial over and over again. I mean, what is the point? What is the point, people, of... I mean, what, like... Like, yeah, get the vax... Like, why make commercials now about... Everyone knows... Who doesn't know there's a vaccine? Alright, this is sounding like hacky stand-up now. I mean, who doesn't know, people? Okay, the guy in a cave that's never, the guy that lives in the forest. Okay, I guess we're gonna get him. Oh, wait, he doesn't have a TV. How... He can't see it then, even. Okay, people? yeah, but, I mean, everyone knows there's a vaccine. Everyone who's gotten the shot, probably people who, if, you know, people haven't gotten it yet, I don't think they're ever going to get it. I don't think you're going to convince the conspiracy people that think it's like, you know, has little robotic cameras or whatever they think. And I'm like a conspiracy guy that always, like, you know, looks up conspiracies. But, I mean, I don't know. How the fuck... I mean, I got the vaccine. And maybe that's why I am pro-vax now. No. I mean, I'm not, like, anti, you know, medicine and science. I'm not, like, a... You know what? I wonder if Scientology... I mean, they're against drugs. They're against pharma. Wouldn't they be against the... vaccine? If you're a Scientologist, you probably are anti-vax. Shit, I didn't even think about that till just now. I just broke that news, everyone. Yeah. You don't come here just for the hilarious stand-up. Hacky shit. You come here for the facts.
Breaking news, people. Scientologists are anti-vax. And they're in Hollywood. So what is that?
They're just not going to speak out and say anything, probably. Is Rob Schneider a Scientologist? I don't know. Jenny McCarthy, I could see. Rob Schneider, I don't think, would be led into the Scientology thing. Because he's like right-wing or whatever. I don't know if they have conservatives on Scientology. I mean, I guess it's not political, but... Yeah, I just don't get, like... Not a constant fucking stream of commercials. I mean, can you just, like... I mean, this is New York where there's not going to be very many of those anti-vax. You don't need to show a vaccine commercial in New York, like, city. I mean, if you're in a blue state, at least stop with the vaccine commercials. Like, I mean, I don't know. Every ad sucks, but... I'd rather see, like, anything except the same shit over and over. I get it. I'm fuming. Fucking pissed about this.
I don't want to see this vax shit anymore, okay? Get it off my screen. Shoot the TV. Bitch. I don't know, man. I'm so stopped up. My nose is so stopped up.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams. Apparently that show got, like, no ratings, too. It somehow didn't get canceled, so I think J.J., it's because J.J. did it. He just has clout or something. It just stayed on until it ended. But it got, like, no one watched it. I don't even remember hearing about it. I don't know how I heard about it. Maybe the alternate universe made the show. The Mandela Effect is real. The Mandela effect.
It's real. What's the next Mandela Effect that's going to come out? Can you guys predict it? What's the next one that's going to come out?
They had the Berenstain Bears. They had the Bainstein Bears. And everybody knows it was always Berenstain, but it was Berenstein. You know what? I just thought of something, guys. I just had a thought about something. Announcement. I just had a thought about it. Here's the problem with those Mandela effects, besides that a lot of them are really stupid.
People hear of them.
And then they go, oh, yeah, I thought that. But it's like you didn't independently see the new, like a new... Like, I didn't go back and see a Berenstain Bears book by myself. I heard of the Mandela Effect thing, so it kind of already biases you about it. I mean, you hear about what the thing was, you know. You guys get it. One of the weird ones is the Monopoly guy not having a monocle. But then, like, you know, I don't know. I didn't really even have that. I don't think I had that game growing up. I didn't constantly look at it. And the peanut guy, Mr. Peanut, had one. So you might be confusing. I mean, it's hard to say if any of that stuff's... People are, like, acting like it's so legitimate, like... I will say that Hadron Collider thing. CERN. Look up CERN. CERN. That does freak me out a bit. I don't know what they're doing with that. It's just kind of like, it looks like a bad guy in a like superhero movie's device that he would make. Like, actually, there's a bad guy in Fringe that, like, is trying to basically destroy universes, and it looks like something he'd have. Like, it just seems like a really bad thing. Like, oh, we're... I don't even know. I don't get it. They somehow, like, mimicked the Big Bang in it or something. How the hell, like, who knows what that thing can do that they're not, like, explaining? I mean, that is one of the things, though, that you can just make whatever up about, because it's way above my head and science. So you can just make shit up and be like, I think it's splitting our universe or something. You can just make shit up because... They don't really, like, talk about it. It's just a giant thing that collides particles or whatever it does. Some people think... I remember seeing articles and that, like, after Trump won, everybody thought we're in a parallel universe because of that. Like, that made Trump win. You know what? I don't know. It is weird that he won because he had to have establishment help to win. He got all those electoral votes. Like, that's what's weird to me. He actually didn't win on the popular vote. So, people always try to say that, no, he got the population on his side, but, like, that's not why he won. Oh, wait, I think maybe that has something to do with the electoral, like, his campaign. I don't know anything about fucking politics. Fuck that shit.
It's just not true, okay? It's just not true what you're telling me right now, okay? I'm Ben Shapiro. That's just not factually correct.
Yeah, you know, like, it's crazy what's going on with the fucking society. Like, come on, man. Like, my impression of, like, a bad guy that rants about the world. That's basically me, though, I'm making fun of. I can't, you know, I mean, come on. The sick episode. I'm not really sick, though. It's like I have a flu or...
Yeah, I'm sick. My voice sounds different. I don't know, my voice sounds different, but yeah, like totally, dude. Yeah. I'm a wild child, you know. Wild child, like to the bone. That was on my yearbook. They were like, wild, most likely to be wild child.
What does that mean? That's like a thing that doesn't, I never really understood a wild child. Like a, you're like a, just like a wild child. Does that mean like a slutty person? It's like a wild child, like. Alright, I'm Googling it right now. One thing I like to do now on this. Oops. Is I'll just Google on the show live. I'll have, instead of Jamie, I do it myself, okay? I don't need a Jamie to come in here and Google wild child for me. Apparently there was a show called Wild Child and a movie, of course. Nothing about the, like, the actual, you know, phrase. Yeah. Nobody looks this up, I mean. Wow, I can't actually find anything about... That's pretty weird. I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and... wild child meaning. Wild child is a young person who acts in an uncontrolled way, for example, not obeying their parents, drinking too much alcohol. Every teen, then? Every single teen. I mean, I did obey my... I mean, I pretty much... I didn't... I guess that's not true, because I wasn't really drinking at a young age like that. That's kind of just like a bad sign. Wild child... usually does not end up well. If you're acting like that, you're probably going to go to prison or something. I would just, like, not have a good prediction. Like it says here, somebody was 15. She was a wild child who acted up by drinking, dating a drug dealer, and running away from home. That's just, you're going to end up dead or something. How often, I wonder how often people are a wild child and then turn out good after... Well, yeah, I was crazy when I was younger, but then I'm a successful CEO. I dated a drug dealer, but now... I took some drug dealer dick. You know the drug dealer dick. dick.
Balls.
Dick. Balls. Taint. Cum. Sperm. Penis.
I dated a drug dealer and sucked his meth dick. And it was fucking
good. I liked it a lot.
So what? I dated a drug dealer, Mom. Like, you're a bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I do drugs. I drink. That's what I do. So what if I'm pregnant? Fuck off, bitch. I'm gonna go to my drug dealer boyfriend. We're gonna get married, okay, Mom? Just to get back, you know, I don't even actually like him. I just want to make you mad. Fuck you, Mom. I'm going to suck his fucking meth chode. I like meth chodes because they're all dry. Batman.
Yeah. And I would be more annoyed if I had a girl that was doing that. If you have a guy... and you're a dad, you're probably secretly going, wow, that's kind of cool that he's a wild child boy. fucking girls, going to parties. If you have a daughter, you're like, oh, fuck. Taking meth dick in her mouth. You're fucking beat by your drug dealer boyfriend. You can't really do anything about it. You can just be like, oh, can you? You probably can before 18. Just be like, you're not allowed to go there. Or like, well, I don't know. She could run away, though. Oh, God. Fuck having a daughter. I mean, my sister does have two, but different with your mom, though. And her daughters are really, you know, my nieces are really cute and, like, smart, but, like, I keep thinking how they're gonna grow up, like, not too long from now and be slowly becoming super annoying and, like, shitty. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen. I hope they're, like, still somehow smart and, like, but, I mean, they could easily just become, like, catty, obsessed with image. Like, every girl now is just, like, I'm an Instagram model, just vain as fuck. Like, it's awful. And every guy has to try to date them, like, with how vain. I don't know. It's bad for both. But I don't know. Girls have enough. Ugh. Girls now probably get plastic surgery at, like, 6 years old to try to be on TikTok or something. Oh, yeah, my son's, like, a bit of a wild child. Oh, man, lucky for you. My daughter's a wild child. Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. She's in a new movie called Wild Child Takes the Dick. It's coming out on skinfuck.com. Yeah, she's on OnlyFans. What are you going to do? You know, you do the best you can. Wild Child. Wild Child 6. Anal fixation. You just kind of picture a slutty person. Guy or girl, just Wild Child brings that to my mind, you know. I don't know. I'd probably be too much of a conservative parent. I'd be, like, strict or something. Yeah. You can't even, I don't know. My voice might be different. I don't know, because I'm sick. My voice might be different. It sounds like this now, bro. It's just a cold. Why are you throwing up? It's just a cold. Shut up.
I call my drug dealer boyfriend Daddy. Why? Because I hate my real daddy. So I'm going to fuck him. I'm going to call him Daddy to make him more upset. My real daddy. Yes, Daddy. I will do that, Daddy. Yes, thank you so much. Don't hit me. Oh!
Oh, God. I got depressed reading that. Wild child story. It wasn't even based on anything. It just was like a example. Wild child Madrid date a drug dealer. Oh, God, that sucks. If you have a kid and they just, oh, God, that sucks. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah, just try to become a YouTuber. Don't turn out to be a piece of shit. I just feel like all, like 99% of people that are a wild child will not grow out, like, to be good, become successful. Although Jim Norton was like an alcoholic when he was like fucking 16 or something, and he went to rehab. That's pretty, I don't know, that's pretty, like, he must just be that rare type of person, though, to realize he should not be how he is, you know. But anyway, so this was a great episode. This was the best one. Yeah.
Sick boy.
Coming back at you. Mucus man. Is coming around.
Mucus boy. I mean, look. I still don't care about you guys. I fucking care about you guys, man. Like, so what? I mean, come on, like.
I'm just, like, drunk, but, like. This isn't actually that hard. You just slow your voice down. looking drunk might be harder. it's just... I just love you guys, and like, don't... It'll be bad enough someone's drunk all the time, but then crying. Just don't throw me out. I'm gonna get help. Don't, like, do that. Like, it's just a one night that I was just... I was, throws up while he's sleeping. Alright, well, anyway, Mucus Man is coming to town.
Watch out, man, guys. Mucus Man is gonna shoot snot rockets and booger blasts at you guys. He's gonna fucking turn you into the police. And he's gonna go to you're gonna go to Broker Town, man. He's gonna shoot snot blasts at you. Ha ha. Oh, you trying to rob that store? Not so fast. Booger blast. Ugh.
What is this? Is this snot? What is this?
Ah, ha ha. Mucus Man at it again.
Alright. You guys have been a great audience. First episode with no background change. It's been the same one the whole time. Ha ha ha!